Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. The Morning After Awards were brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, visit www.wholefoodsmarket.com.
Live from Roberta's, in the heart of Bushwick, Brooklyn, it's the Morning After Awards with your host, Jason Holmesty. Now, the only man to wear a suit to a radio show, your host with the hostess, Jason Holmesty.
Wow. I am honored to be here. The producers say there's at least a million people listening right now. It's really an honor to be here today at the Morning After Awards on stage, looking out to this beautiful audience of restaurant professionals, food titans like Guy Fieri and Paula Deen. Guys, please. Guy Fieri and Paula Deen in audience. They are our equals, but they are proof you don't need to know shit to be on TV and talk about food. Oh no, I kid the two, of course. We should all really gather around and champion their causes, like lower taxation on cigarettes, more Joko Perko machines in places, and of course, diabetes awareness. Wow, this is a beautiful audience. Todd English, our equivalent to George Clooney in our industry, is in audience. I'm looking at him right now, making eye contact with him. Todd, you have an amazing stare. I just want to congratulate you on whatever mediocre restaurant you opened this week. No. We kid Todd. We love him. But, you know, whenever I wanted a martini at Olive's on 14th Street, I always hit up that spot. So I just want to thank you for providing that venue. But I want to go right into my co-host, Cecilia Estridge, with our first award of the year.
Hello.
Wow, you look amazing. What are you wearing today? Is that Valentino?
How did you know, Jason?
I just could tell that you're wearing red. It's just a very simple look, and you're doing our first award of today.
Well, it's an honor to be here, everyone. And I am presenting Sous Chef Crew of the Year.
Ooh.
Behind every chef, there's a crew fueled by passion, technique, and sometimes drugs and alcohol. The sous chef position is a valued spot of underpaid valor that allows for a low labor cost and an extra body. Here are our nominees. Sous Chef Crew of the Year, everyone. Prime Meats, Fedora, ABC Kitchen, The Dutch, Franny's, Breslin, Prune, Per Se, Gramercy Tavern, and EMP.
EMP, that's 11 Madison Park.
And the winner is Prime Meats!
Whoa! Prime Meats, that is, I'm really, truly happy about that. You know, it was a lot of conversation about this because these are a lot of the guys that are out there championing the cause of, you know, these are guys that are working, you know, 12 to 14 hours.
Now, what exactly went into choosing the Sous Chef Crew of the Year, Jason?
Well, I would say this is probably the toughest of the things. These are the people that are winning today that actually work, you know, 15 hours of the day. And I guess the idea behind it was, you know, it came down to a couple of the restaurants, which are more of a, you know, we'd say four-star restaurants. And the question, you know, who would win? And I think the guys over at Prime Meats, the Franks, are just, you know, just doing righteous stuff over there, and I'm really proud of them. And that's kind of how it is. A bunch of people just had said it and recommended them, and what do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, everyone who has nominated this afternoon works really hard and does an incredible job.
Yeah, let's just say all these guys at every one of the restaurants deserve, you know, to have a cocktail just for being nominated. Would you agree?
I would absolutely agree.
Well, and Yeah, and?
And I think that the guys over at Prime Meats do a spectacular job, and they 100% deserve this, so...
I'm looking to my right to our next presenter. His name is Julian Muhammad. Wow, you're opening a new restaurant called Dear Bushwick. You have the most popular name, last name in the world. Hopefully this will be one of the most popular restaurants in the world.
Hopefully.
And you are presenting our next award. And what award is that?
That would be the award for the number one pastry chef in New York.
And?
And the nominees are... Nancy Olson of Gramercy Tavern. Angela Pinkerton of 11 Madison Park. Brooks Headley from Del Posto. Robert Truitt from Aiafiore. Dominique Ansel from Dominique Ansel Bakery. Karen Damasco from Locanda Verde. Christina Tosi from Mamafuku Milk Bar. And Gina Del Palma from Babu. And the winner is... Robert Truitt!
Wow. I want to congratulate Bob Truitt for that award. I fear Bob Truitt is a former pastry chef working with Paul Ebrin at Cortone, and I've seen this guy work. He's so understated, and he's one of those guys you just don't hear about as much as you should.
I agree completely.
And we're going to go into our first break, and we're going to come back.
Just before you do that, it's Julian again, and I need a dessert chef. So, Robert, if you're listening, you can email me at julian@dearbushwick.com. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Julian Muhammad. This is true. This is the reason why you showed up here today. You flew all the way out to Bushwick just for this?
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to do our next award. This is
Whole Foods Market creates win-win partnerships with our suppliers, and we love to tell their stories. Brooklyn Brine grew from a two-person moonlighting operation to an eight-person production force in Gowanus in just 1 year, churning out pickle varieties like chipotle carrots and lavender asparagus. Come have a taste in one of our six Manhattan locations.
And we're back here at the Morning After Awards. Wow. I'm looking out to a gorgeous audience. Cecilia, what's going on? Were you just out at the cocktail bar? You were having a drink with, Rachel Ray?
Yes, Rachel Ray is in attendance this afternoon.
And what did you guys do, a shot of tequila?
I don't think her publicist would appreciate me divulging that information.
Well, her publicist also wouldn't appreciate the fact that she's 5'2" as well.
Ooh.
Well, let's move on to our next award. We're going to go into our next award, which is Purveyor of the Year. A cause I'm very close to, being somebody who has worked in that sort of realm.
Jason, not to interrupt you, but what's going on here?
What do you mean?
As a
we're on live television right now and radio.
Representative for Mikuni Wild Harvest, I can't help but notice that we are not nominated this year.
Well, the
public has spoken.
Well, no, actually, they're agreeing with me because they're still waiting for their delivery. I think from Mikuni.
Touche.
Yikes.
Actually, that's everybody checking their FedEx tracking number right now coming out of the West Coast. No, I think the reason is it kind of came up in the talks, but you guys have recently closed your East Coast wing. And in terms of, right about that?
You're not right. Contrary to the Heritage Radio popular belief, we are still open in New York. We are making... next day deliveries 6 days a week, no shipping fees. So I feel a little slighted here, but let's proceed.
But you do look amazing in that Valentino dress. I will say that.
I would hope so. And everyone who's listening, Mikuni Wild Harvest.
What is the website again?
It's MikuniWildHarvest.com.
Now the nominees for Food Purveyor of the Year.
All right, so nominees for Food Purveyor of the Year in New York City: Peerless Fish Company, Pat LaFrieda, Saffron King, seat at table. Evan the Forager.
Oh, you wish you knew that guy.
Oh, man. Goya Cheese.
Joya.
Joya. That's not how you spell Joya. D'Artagnan, if you're Italian at least, that's not how you spell Joya.
Well, I'm one of those Staten Island guineas.
And Heritage Foods USA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The you know,
that's a purveyor right there.
And
the winner of Purveyor of the Year.
Every Heritage.
And I wish I could say it was Mikuni Wild Harvest. However, it is Pat LaFrieda.
Whoa!
Guys. Sorry, by popular votes.
Bullshit.
Well, I will say this. If you do order from Heritage Food USA, your delivery will come from Pat LaFrieda on a Tuesday.
Oh, they're community-minded. Like
so they are a part of it. And, you know, this was a tough decision because all these companies really work really hard. Pilas, Robert Damascus, Pat LaFrieda. We have, you know, Mark Pastore, Pat LaFrieda over there. Saffron King, we have Baruch. Seat at Table, new company. An old friend of yours, Sydney Schwartz, running that. Evan the Forager, a hippie up in Maine, running around the woods, trying to find lobster mushrooms.
I don't know how I feel about him.
Joya Cheese doing... probably the best domestic burrata in town. D'Artagnan, Ariane Dagan, what can I say? And then Patrick Martin's the father of all this, the reason why our voices are on the airwaves, Heritage Foods. But we talked about it, and the reason why I think a lot of people came to Pat LaFrieda was just because they've taken a lot of steps to modernize just the idea of a company in New York City, and just in terms of like ordering and stuff. And I think one of the things a lot of people brought up was a lot of purveyors, you know, are like 10 years behind on technique, on just like invoicing and little things like that. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of other stuff, but a lot of people came to the realization and that they really love Pat LaFrieda. And I really appreciate your love for Mikuni Wild Harvest. You're kind of like when I forget who the actress was, she really wanted Spike Lee to win for Do the Right Thing when it was Best Picture of the Award, and he didn't win. But so let's move on. we're going to go into our Lifetime Achievement Award. This is somebody who, you know, has worked their entire lives. She's no longer with us, and this is the one thing that is extremely serious here at the Morning After Awards. Elaine Kaufman. Elaine's? Cecilia, have you ever eaten there?
You know, I've never had the pleasure of eating at Elaine's before.
You know,
it's one of my great regrets as a native New Yorker.
Well, you know, it's probably a good thing because you didn't get price gouged because the place was really expensive.
And I'm not a celebrity.
Well, you know, you're not George Plimpton. You don't work for the Paris Review. But the thing is, the place had a certain energy to it, and it was a staple. And Elaine Kaufman is one of the top restaurateurs, you know, somebody that was there, just was like kind of in the mix. You'd see her name in Page Six here and there, but she worked, you know, for decades. And I really want to just give this Lifetime Achievement Award to Elaine Kaufman, the first person to receive this award. And we're going to go into our next one. Now, you know, no one was really there to receive the email or the Twitter from Elaine Kaufman. So if anyone is listening that gets some kind of feedback, can get back to us. I'd really love to contact. I know there's a young lady who worked for Elaine for a really long time that was running the restaurant. That would be really great if they can get back to us so we can kind of hand them the award. We're going to go into our next award, which is Wine Program of the Year.
Wine Program of the Year,
now,
guys.
Now, what do you think that denotes, Wine Program of the Year? What are the ideas behind that?
Well, I think that it probably means different things for different people, but if we were to generalize, an exciting wine program that offered both affordable options to expand people's palates who aren't buying the $150 bottles of wine.
Well, you know, actually, the writers just handed me this thing, and actually, they want me to read this, and then you can do the actual nominees. you sit down, you're handed a list. An individual comes to your table with a $1,200 suit. It's your time to order wine. Just lay low, and you probably won't get oversold. Stay away from the American cab, though. You might be mistaken for a stockbroker. And the nominees.
And the nominees are for Wine Program of the Year, Gotham Bar and Grill, Terroir, The Harrison, Le Cirque, Crabtree's Kittle House.
Love that place.
Tribeca Grill, Anissa, Gilt, and Danielle. And the winner is Terroir, everyone.
Very excited about that. This was another tough one for the Academy here at the Morning After, because, you know, it's one of those two-star, one-star, four-star things. You know, how do you rate a Terroir next to a Danielle? Meaning, you know, you walk in and, you know, Danielle, there's a guy with the expensive suit and, you know, he's extremely helpful and there's an amazing list. But then you walk into a place like Terroir and there's a thousand things you can have. And the staff is really informative. And it's the other side of wine that has, you know, I don't know, that place opened about 4 or 5 years ago.
It's a little more accessible.
Except, do you think that is the, kind of wine is getting to that point now with all the information that's out there or what?
Well, you know, I don't think that it needs to be necessarily accessible in the same way that the internet is accessible, but I do think that there has to be a way that people can introduce themselves to good wines that isn't at Danielle, so I think Terroir fills that spot well.
Now, your Valentino dress has a nice Pinot Noir color to it, and I really want to bring that up before we go into our next commercial. I'm going to come back with the Restaurant Tour of the Year. This is the Morning After Awards.
Whole Foods Market creates win-win partnerships with our suppliers, and we love to tell their stories. Red Jacket Orchards is a family-owned farm in the Finger Lakes of the Hudson Valley that's grown for decades alongside Whole Foods Market. Their apples, pears, ciders, and juices are some of New York's best and seasonal staples for any kitchen. Come have a taste in one of our 6 Manhattan locations.
And we're back, the Morning After Awards. Sorry, we're global right now, and actually our producer just came back to us. I didn't realize this. We're going to go into our next award, which is Restaurateur of the Year. So, Cindy, what do you think would kind of denote what would the qualities of being Restaurateur of the Year?
Well, I think definitely restaurants that can be expanded and restaurants that can be opened in different neighborhoods throughout New York, something that hits high and hits low. But what does the Academy say here?
Well, every ship needs a captain, but sometimes that captain leaves the ship, possibly because it's sinking, or maybe for tripping into a lifeboat. Whatever the case, a restaurant owner does not have that luxury. They are on call 24/7. And the nominees for Restaurateur of the Year are Gabe Stolman, Daniel Holtzman and Michael Cherno, Jim Chu and Johnny Santiago, Ken Friedman, Drew Neuport, Daniel Ballou, Frank Casafranavo and Frank Facinelli, David Chang, and the winner of the 2012 Restaurateur of the Year are Daniel Holtzman and Michael Cherno Meatball Shop.
Oh, wow.
I am so excited about this.
Nice.
Because this kind of demystifies, and this is the new modern day restaurateur. It's not somebody who's opening a 4-star and then doing the same thing over and over again. These are two guys that had a really great idea and are just really behind it. And they have three locations that are completely crowded. And the other nominees are up there as well. But I just love the idea of this new idea of a restaurateur, sort of like an independent filmmaker, if you will. What do you think, Cecilia?
I think absolutely. I think that they are demonstrating the new wave in owning restaurants. I think that Gabe Stolman also deserves an honorable mention for doing a similar thing.
He does. He does a similar thing. He opened three very similar restaurants. I do, you know. Oh, sorry. Was I thinking? No, Gabe was probably, you know, second or third in the idea. But the Joseph Leonard, Fedora, and what's the other spot? Joseph Leonard, Fedora, and Jeffries.
Jeffries was the other one.
Yeah. I remember we were at one of those Hollywood parties, and you had about 25 people from that worked at Jeffries at your house. Everyone
that happened.
Everyone from Wisconsin, of course.
They make the best market employees.
They do. next, we are going into our Personality of the Year, and then Julian Muhammad is back in. Julian, what are you doing? Were you backstage with Lindsay Lohan? What was going on with you?
sorry, I'm here. Sorry.
Were you with Rachel Ray?
She's a little bit too. Yeah, there you go. She's a bit too. Yeah, she's not quite my type.
You guys had your thing, but you know, tell me about Personality of the Year.
Okay, Personality of the Year. Armed with a Twitter account, Facebook account, Tumblr account, and sometimes a camera, personalities move information forward. Sometimes the information is about hypocrisy in our industry, and other times it is just filler in remix to what does that say? That. To remind people that you exist.
Nice.
So anyway.
There you go. And?
Onwards. And the nominations are Joshua Ozersky, Amanda Klute, Nathan
Mirvold,
Eddie Huang, Anthony.
And
I really should know these people, shouldn't I? Yeah. Okay. Please forgive me.
This is why we're at war.
Yes. Amanda Freitag. Jesus. And the TMZ camera crew. Wait. Hold. And Amanda Klute. I already said that.
Yes.
Oh, she's the winner. Sorry.
And the winner
And the winner is not Julian James Muhammad. It's Amanda Klute.
Wow. This is awesome. I really like this because I was hoping for this kind of a feeling at our award show because I felt everybody was really tight when we were in the green room doing rehearsal, and I liked the fact that everybody had a couple of drinks and a little more relaxed. It makes for a really more natural kind of thing. And Amanda Klute, Eater.com, I think she's the editor of editor of Eater.com. She really, Eater has been around for about, I don't know, say 7 years, and it is the mainstay where people go. And personality is more about pushing the message forward, the food message forward. And I think she totally deserves that award.
What are some notable stories that Amanda has covered this year?
I would say go to any day of the week, and the top story is probably from Amanda, and she probably broke most stories. So, I mean, I feel like, am I on Meet the Press right now? What's going on? any big story that came out of there, of course, is part of a team, but Amanda and the guys over at Eater are doing some really righteous stuff, if you will. Did they say something bad about Makuni?
No. Just wondering.
I want to know if they want to bring up that story about closing down the East Coast.
Which, again, is not true.
Oh, okay. Great. Let's go into our cocktail program of the year. Now, I don't know, when the cocktails have gotten really complicated. Usually I would go out on a date and, think about, what's the fastest way to get somebody, maybe a date, drunk. And now it's not as easy because the cocktails are so balanced that there's not a lot of alcohol in them. And if there are, you need to know what to order. Now, cocktail program was a lot of fun in sort of picking these things. And it was one of the toughest things that we had to decide because it's so close. And Cecilia, would you like to take this up?
All right. Nominees for the cocktail program of the year go to Maison Premier, PDT, Employees Only, WD-50, Minetta Tavern, Mayuel,
yeah,
Milk and Honey, The Dutch, EMP, and finally Dutch Kills. And the winner this year goes to Maison Premier.
They totally deserve it. I mean, they're doing some great stuff over there. Natasha David and Maxwell Britton. Maxwell has been a guest on the show. And not only the cocktails are amazing, their whole infrastructure is like, you go there, their mixing glasses are 30 years old. Have you been there yet or not?
Yeah, I have been there, and the entire cocktail program is beautiful.
Did you get crazy on absinthe or what?
I'm not such an absinthe girl, but...
Really?
The oyster selection is always awesome.
You're more of an oyster person than that. Yeah, there are two types of people. There's the oyster people in the world, the absinthe people, so you're an oyster person.
True.
Well, I'm just looking at, and we're going to have to take a break right now. We're going to come back with our two big awards, Chef of the Year and Restaurant of the Year.
What is it going to be?
This is the Morning After Awards. We'll be back with our two big awards, Chef of the Year and Restaurant of the Year.
Whole Foods Market creates win-win partnerships with our suppliers, and we love to tell their stories. Simply Grazin Organic Farm, a family-owned operation, provides some of the highest standards in animal welfare around. Their 100% grass-fed beef comes from cows grazing outdoors with very little interference from the husband and wife team behind them. Come have a taste in one of our 6 Manhattan locations.
Guys, relax, relax. Wow, they closed the service bar early.
This is actually a rally held by Patrick Martins happening over that Purveyor of the Year award.
Oh, no. Guys, calm down.
I'll try to calm him down. I'll go talk to him.
Calm down. Everyone has really worked. I mean, it's between that and actually they closed the bar early because we're all going to go to the Vanity Fair party right now and the Food Network party right now. And I think Rachel Ray is there right now because she's trashed on gin. She's a gin girl. You know, she's been drinking gin martinis all night. and I really respect her for that. But we have our two big awards and then we can all go on to our football. What's today, Sunday? Yeah, we can do whatever we want to do. Our first of the award is Chef of the Year. And this was another one. It's how do you pick? How do you pick that 4-star from the 2-star? And Cecilia, can you go over our nominees and then we'll pick our winner?
I think so. So Chef of the Year, Anita Lowe, Anissa. Chef Michael Bernardino.
Bernardino.
Cannibal. Daniel Hum. 11 Madison Park, Paul Liebrandt, Cortone, Seamus Mullen, Tertulia, Brad McDonald, Colony, Dan Kluger, ABC Kitchen, April Bloomfield, Breslin, John Dory, and Spotted Pig.
She's everywhere.
And Tony Liu, Morandi, and Pulino.
Love those places.
And the winner this year goes to Daniel Hum, 11 Madison Park.
Wow.
Big surprise.
Well, it was because we didn't hand you guys, you know, we don't trust anyone here in the restaurant.
The Roberta's crew is walking out right now. They're mad they weren't nominated.
Oh, for Chef of the Year?
Yeah, they're leaving.
Well, they were nominated for Restaurant of the Year.
Oh, well.
We haven't gotten there
Their loss.
So they left, so they can't win now. Now, you know, there was a couple of... Oh, there's a chef right now walking in with a red hat. What's... you know, there were a bunch of things. And, you know, Daniel, I think with 11 Madison Park, other than the whole becoming its own entity and leaving the whole Danny Meyer empire and then putting it in the cookbook and the pressures of doing 3 or 4-star cooking, I really felt he deserved it. Michael Bernardino, a cannibal, it's one of those new positions in restaurants where they're doing charcuterie and they're doing a la carte service and stuff. Anita Lowe, she sort of like regressed back into Anissa, and she's actually in the kitchen again 24 hours a day. One of the hardest working people. Paul Liebrandt, probably one of the most talented chefs I've ever seen. Seamus at Tertulia, just like I said, a new restaurant. He's back in the kitchen. Brad McDonald at Colony, one of these Brooklyn restaurants that I live in Brooklyn that, you know, you go to and you're like, why am I not having dinner here every night? Just really great technique. Dan Kluger, ABC Kitchen, what can I say? They won the James Beard last year. April Breslin, John Dory, Spotted Pig. And, of course, Tony Liu, Morandi, Polino. This is a guy that's been pulled by Keith McNally in both directions, and he's actually doing a really great job in both places. But Daniel Human, we all felt was right there, you know, and he's probably one of the few choices here that were like in the 3 or 4-star world, and we were really happy with that choice. But we're going to go into our last award, which is Restaurant of the Year. And I'm going to do this one. Excuse me, let me, guys, pull the teleprompter up here, okay? I can't go off a book.
Should be good now.
Thank you. In English, not Spanish. Okay, cool, it's back in English. And the 2012 nominees for Restaurant of the Year for the Morning After Awards are Colony, M. Wells, Gotham Bar and Grill, ABC Kitchen, Roberta's.
Yeah.
Northern Spy Food Company, 11 Madison Park, Gramercy Tavern, and Kajitsu. And the 2012 winner of the Morning After Award for Restaurant of the Year is M. Wells.
Wow. I'm shocked.
You know, this was another one of those. You know, I hated this restaurant when it opened.
Sarah O'Brady's just took a third bow.
Because it had everything to do with, like, everything about a hype about a borough known to man. And the thing was, you know, every restaurant person I knew went there and had a great time. And I think that's really what the whole Morning After Awards are about. We're about what just, like, sort of chatter and talk and things we hear in kitchens and places. And we're really sort of like the, quote-unquote, People Choice Awards or the Screen Actors Guild. But this was really voted by people that had come to me and said their different things. That's why you have sort of discrepancies in places. And you'd be like, oh, well, this place wasn't in the New York Times, this, that, or the other thing. What's going on in there, the booth?
Yeah. No, there's a lot of buzz going on right now.
Wow, this is great. Yeah. This is great for the thing.
Obritus is beside herself, and she's thrilled.
Cecilia, what do you think?
Well, I think they deserve it. I think that...
Even though they're close,
but rumor has it they are have come back a little bit and are coming back again, so...
Is this a company you dealt with?
It is.
Do they still owe you guys money? I'm kidding around because you made a face. No, you made a face. But
no, they don't. They do not owe us money, and they were great customers.
You know, what part are you going after this? Are you going to the Vanity Fair with Graydon Carter, or are you going to do the Weinstein Company party, or are you going to do the Batali Bastianich party? Where are you going after this? Because I really appreciate your co-hosting abilities today at the Morning After Awards.
Well, again, it was my pleasure, and Vanity Fair all the way.
Oh, yeah, there we go. And, of course, I think we both need to say that every nominee is... I'm just really proud just to nominate all these restaurants. Do you agree? All the nominees were...
Oh, they were all equally, you know, worthy, and then it was really hard to pick winners.
And let's go backstage to Julian Muhammad, who actually he has a... Julian, you have a service. You want to ask about a chef? What are you doing?
Sorry.
Yeah, how was Rage Roy? Was it
good? She's actually not that bad, actually, from behind. But what was the question? Sorry.
You had a chef. You're looking for a chef or something.
Oh yeah. So I'm opening a sausage restaurant in Bushwick.
I get really
sausages and size. Yeah, it's gonna be cool. Women are gonna love these bangers. But I'm kind of looking for a chef at the moment. We had a chef come down from Nantucket and draw up a recipe book for us, and we are looking for someone to come and head up the kitchen. So it'd be great if we could find someone as a result of this little radio show.
And how was your first Morning After Awards? Did it feel good?
It felt amazing, and hopefully next year I'll be on this.
Are you wearing Calvin Klein? What are you wearing right now?
Calvin Klein, my underwear. I don't have any underwear.
Yeah, you don't
on.
Have any underwear on. No. I can tell.
Yeah, Rachel's got those around her neck. That's but yes, so that's where we are with that.
Well, thank you for your helping out with the Morning After Awards today. We're going to come back next week. Everyone, thank you for your participation. I am Jason Colucci. You can follow me at the Jason Colucci on Twitter. We will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.